Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, and during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. This is, listen, we're doing the 10K a day giveaway. KJM, 10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $10,000 a day through December 7th. And the way it works, not like one person's going to win 10 G's. Every hour, someone else is going to win $2,500. You wait for the winning word at 10 minutes past every hour, or thereabouts. You wait, you hear the winning word, you text it to 777-000. Last hour it was Swagger. Hour before that it was Relax. What was it first hour?
Cheetah. Tyreek Hill.
And the reason it was Cheetah in the first hour, yes, Jay.
How much have we given away so far?
Well, 7,500 a day, and this is day five.
10,000 a day.
So right, but so far today it's 7,500. And this is day five, so it's $47,500 so far. We're about to make it 50 after this hour. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and we're doing it every hour of this show on 4 hours a day, 5 days a week through December 7th. It's not enough that we give it away for free. Think about this for a second. What if I told you, here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
30
yes.
for 30.
What if
K
I told you?
10K a day giveaway.
Think of the worst part of your day. Oh, my God, I'm facing that morning commute. It's the worst part of my day. Now, all of a sudden, I can turn that, bam, into the best part of your day. You're hanging out with your boys. This is the best. No one's nagging you, kids yelling.
You know what this is?
Wife blaming you for something, boss breathing down your neck. None of that.
This is like when you put on a pair of pants that you haven't worn for a while, and you find, like, $50 in there. Like,
yeah, except it's $2,500.
You're like, wait, I just found $2,500.
That's
just,
right.
It's
so
in my pocket.
It's already,
the whole time?
You don't have to pay for it for free. We're turning the worst part of your day to the best part of your day. You could buy a cheaper house farther away from work, and it's better. You get more time with your boys. Extend it. But in addition to that, which you get for free, we're giving you $2,500 an hour. It's the best deal going. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Because your facial expressions, yo.
Guys, man. Robert Saleh's keeping receipts.
Uh-oh.
Everyone's at your neck, Key. What's going on with you?
No, he's not worried about me anymore. He's on to the next.
But he's keeping receipts. Tyreek Hill is going at you.
Yeah, well, I mean. Ooh.
Here's Robert Saleh. That's the reason the hour won. The winning word was Cheetah. Because Tyreek Hill's tweeting at Key.
Cheetah came with that heat.
He didn't. He was, first of all, he wasn't tweeting at me.
He came at that.
My name is spelled KEYSHAWN.
Right. He's talking about someone named Keyshawn.
He ain't not talking about me.
You think he did that to be more disrespectful?
No,
By not spelling your name correctly?
I think maybe sometimes guys hit send and they don't realize to check the spelling correctly. Or maybe he just thought that that's the way it was spelled because he never really paid attention to my name. Or maybe he just spells things wrong sometimes, you know? So,
seemed to me here, it's pretty direct.
There it is. Why is Keyshawn Johnson on TV? Now, listen, this dude rides for his dude. Right away, he's upping Tua. He's got a picture of Tua on his Twitter because he's riding for his dude.
Why is Keyshawn on TV?
But if you go at his guy, or he, even if you don't, Key, but he perceives it that way, he's got, just like we ride for you.
Yeah, he's
then he said, Jay Williams is him. He's trying to divide us.
I don't even know.
It worked on Jay, too.
I don't even know what the Jay Will is. What is Jay Will is him? What does that mean?
It's
don't
him.
Put me in this.
Explain that Jay Williams is him. What
for
does that
people
mean?
People out there, they'll get it once you get
look,
it.
Look, Key,
I
watch.
Don't get
that's
it.
Him.
That's not. I'm not in this conversation.
That's Jay Will.
Me and Tyreek, we cool. We cool.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong.
We cool. This is between
I'm
you
cool with
and
him too.
And,
yeah, I love him. Tyreek Hill's a great player. Love one of my favorite players to watch.
We
no
cool,
question.
Man.
Yeah, I thought he was actually somebody else for a long time. I had no idea it was Tyreek.
Well, oh, really? Just, somebody else? You confused him with someone else?
No, because I get a lot of people confused on what they look like and stuff like that. So in the end, I'm like, that ain't Kodak Black or nothing like that.
Florida, the whole thing?
Yeah, so I just figured, but different.
So, listen, Keyshawn.
Put your head down, Jay.
Keyshawn and Herm Edwards and Stephen A were talking about Tua on the other day on TV, and
I'm a real one, Jay.
Why?
So,
because
I'm a real one.
So, you know,
just
like,
actually,
what Keith said about Tua was very measured.
I'm on TV because my looks. As Max was saying.
I thought you said,
I'm
don't
on
take
TV,
it personal.
Don't
I
take,
ain't taking that. What am I taking
you
personal?
You don't take the internet personal.
I
Jay,
don't
get on.
We're having a conversation.
What do you tell me? What do you tell me, Jay?
We're
don't
having
get
a,
on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter. We're having a conversation based on what our producers put together about me saying that Tua is not a top five quarterback. On First Take with Stephen A. and Herm Edwards.
Let's listen to it because I found what you said inoffensive, but that's not my quarterback.
Yeah.
That's Tyreek Hill's quarterback. Here's Keyshawn Johnson on First Take.
For the last several weeks, he, you know, if you want to argue top five quarterback, yeah. But it's such a small sample size. You need a little bit more for me. I got about seven guys, maybe eight guys in front of Tua right now. And I don't think any coach in America would take Tua over those seven or eight guys. I don't see it. Look, you got to give him credit. He has grown on me since the beginning of the season, no question about it. He has put himself in a serious MVP conversation for this football season. There's no question about that either. But when you are throwing a Tyreek Hill and you are throwing a Jalen Waddle, it does make a difference, although he has to get him the football, and he's on a really good football team, and they're winning right now. The thing that I want to know, Herman, is you know this as a head coach. Is what he doing portable? Can he go into Baltimore when it's cold? Can he go to Buffalo when it's cold? Or New England when it's cold? Or some of the teams that he may have to see on the road when it's cold? Cincinnati, for instance, and do some of the same things that he's doing in South Beach. Can he do that? And if he can, then, hey, man, you're proving me wrong again.
Hey, man, I don't know if that was English or not. I think I said, is what he doing?
So, Key, I got an interest.
Right. I understand what you meant.
Is what he doing?
Is what he doing? He just left the apostrophe
course,
S off.
Of
who cares?
Of course I know what I meant to say, but it was just funny to hear.
It happens.
And I'm talking fast. It's like, is what he doing?
So, when you made mention of the sample size not being enough, in those top seven quarterbacks over Tua, do you have Jalen Hurts over Tua? Because then one can ask the question, sample size isn't that much bigger than Tua's.
I have Jalen Hurts. Well, I don't have him necessarily over him. I didn't list it. But if you just went into it, Aaron Rodgers, Burrow, Justin Herbert, Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, Josh
Patrick
Allen,
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
And then you could just throw in Jalen Hurts. Like, that's the list.
So there are certain guys for sure that I heard that everyone would agree with. Is not so
Kyler
far this
Murray,
year.
You know.
See, that's where I think you start to get into shaky things.
Yeah, Kyler Murray over
Tua. If I had to choose from my franchise, I'm taking Tua over Kyler. He's a better leader, I think.
No, we were just talking about quarterbacks in general, top five. We were not. The criteria was not you, what you say right now. The criteria was top five quarterback.
Right. So top five quarterback. Here are the candidates. Right.
You know.
If you not just this year, but overall, everyone's going to have Brady and Rodgers, even though
absolutely.
Start, right,
I
everyone's
going to
have
years or not.
Everyone's going to have Mahomes. Those three are going to be in there. And then heading into this season,
and then you got the Burrow,
Josh Allen,
yes.
Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert,
Lamar Jackson.
Seven dudes before you blink.
I don't know how you think you going to slide him in with them dudes. Just
yet.
That's the whole.
He's
point.
Saying not yet.
Not yet.
Hold on. See.
No. You're getting it confused.
His play.
No, you're getting it confused. First Take yesterday.
Yeah.
Is he a top five quarterback? Not right this second. Max is right this second. Right this second, he is.
Okay.
But that wasn't the question yesterday.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't the question yesterday on First Take.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
with Max, the question is right now, today, is he a top five quarterback? Based on the seven, I think he played seven games. Based on the games that he played from beginning to end, he is a top five quarterback based
on the way
he's played.
He usually takes 2 or 3 years to need a big body of evidence. I'm the one who's going, Justin Herbert. And he goes, wait a minute. Let's give it a couple years of evidence first. But
No. Key has a very valid point. I mean, and Key, that's fine. There's a bigger body of work that you need over a certain amount of time for that level to be sustained in order for you to call somebody a top five quarterback.
But people in the sports world that are fans, okay, teammates, they don't like to hear what you say because it's not what they want to say or what they think.
Yeah.
It's what you think.
Well,
and your opinion they don't like if you're not agreeing with them.
Well, your opinion is correct here, but I think it's the things that you've said about Miami beforehand in smaller quarterbacks.
I'm not the only person. Yeah,
can I get to that? Can I get to that smaller quarterback?
I'm not the only person.
That into that.
But I'm not the only person.
I know you're not
the only person.
Key, could I want to get to that point about smaller quarterbacks and something? And let me get through this because I want to try and articulate this. You have to come into any argument with certain biases. In other words, the way we understand the world, we have to start categorizing things. That's why we generalize, right? It's why, because otherwise it's just too much information. So people who have been around the game, Key's been around the game his whole life, very high level, know certain things. I tend to prefer a bigger quarterback, right? A guy who has a better arm, a stronger arm. In other words, other things being equal and things that I need to wait to see in order, my bias is towards the bigger guy with a stronger arm because they all need to prove stuff, but at least I know him from starting from a certain basis.
Yeah.
And Tua is a little bit of a smaller guy who has a nice arm, a very accurate, but not the biggest arm in the world, right?
No.
And so it's understandable if you tend to give a guy like Justin Herbert before he's done things a little bit of the benefit of the doubt versus a dude like Tua Tagovailoa because Justin Herbert checks certain boxes that you're used to seeing succeeding.
See, if based on everything that you said, if I am the Buffalo Bills, for instance, I'll just give you that, Buffalo Bills, or the New England Patriots, chances are I'm probably not drafting Tua.
Well, I take the right fit. Somebody had to see
him
as the right fit.
And the reason I'm probably not drafting
Tua. Cold weather.
Is because I want somebody big, can pierce it on a laser frozen rope throw.
Through the wind?
When it's minus 8 degrees, and there's people with no shirts on, with painted faces, drinking beer, and pouring ketchup on their head. I need somebody like Josh Allen, Jim Kelly, that can pierce it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Phil Sims, when I was a kid, he wasn't a top five quarterback, had a big arm.
Yeah.
Because windy in Giant Stadium, needed a dude who could pierce it.
Yeah. I need somebody to pierce it. So that's why I question, when you go to those type of places, is what he's doing in Miami portable enough? I didn't say, oh, they go to San Francisco. No, we're not talking about San Francisco. We're talking about Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati, New England, Buffalo.
That doesn't mean Tua can't succeed.
Doesn't
it just means that in the past, guys like that have had a harder time succeeding.
Absolutely.
So you just need to see it from this guy first. He's not saying he can't do it, Tyreek. He's saying he just needs to see more evidence because it's usually hard.
You didn't hear me say, well, I want to see if Tyreek Hill can catch the football in those conditions. Well, I don't need
You've
to.
Seen it.
He's seen
I've
it.
Seen it in
Tyreek's
Kansas
done
City.
It all.
Yeah, why do I don't,
well,
you
like
know.
Like I said, it's reasonable that
but
you ask that.
Sometimes when you're having conversations, people hear what they want to hear. It's like a little man on their shoulder.
Well, yeah.
One guy's telling you this, and you're listening, but the other guy there with the pitchfork saying, well,
this. You know the world that we live in because you kind of started on one end, and now that you came over to saying, yeah, he is playing like
but
a top
who's
five.
Who's this other
Hold
guy?
On, let me finish. Hold on.
I'll go have the pitchfork guy. I don't have the other guy.
Now that you came over and say, yeah, I like it, people are going to hold on to where you started.
But
people aren't going to let you evolve. That's not what the world does, Key.
But when you don't have a brain to understand at the beginning of the season,
it starts off.
Someone says,
yeah, of course,
I need to see what the. No, I never said they're going to be the worst team in the history of football. No, I need to see what this is. I need to see it because what I saw a year ago didn't demonstrate what I'm seeing right now.
Would you like to hear something?
Absolutely, Coach.
Let's hear the winning word of the hour.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
Like, where are we at?
All right, I don't know why we're using this word, but the word is gremlin. The winning word, gremlin. G-R-E-M-L-I-N. G-R-E-M-L-I-N. Gremlin. You text it to 777-000, 777-000. Text gremlin.
Nah,
you enter for your chance to win $2,500. We're going to do it every weekday from now until the end of the show, December 7th. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest.
I did not co-sign that word.
Why not?
I just didn't co-sign it.
Well, gremlin. You know what's wrong with that?
I don't know where the word came from.
Gremlins was a funny movie, man. I like that movie.
Gremlins? With the
no,
S?
No, Gremlin. This is just a Gremlin.
Well,
one Gremlin.
Gremlins, the movie, is with the S.
Yeah, I'm just reminding me of it, though.
Okay.
We get ready to go down this again, man. No, we're fine. Let's leave it at Gremlin, and we're good.
Gremlin. Always confusing things.
Jay said, how did co-sign this?
I did not co-sign.
Too scared of, man.
No, I ain't. No, that's not me. It's not
well,
me.
I co-signed it.
Yep, my name's second.
But wait, listen to what he playing there.
Yeah, he played the Gremlin song, man.
I love that song. Let's, just high, just high. You
know, let's stay in the AFC East, guys. From one enemy of Key to another.
There's no enemy.
Key See? Enemies.
Oh, here we God, go.
By the way, who's the other guy on the shoulder? I really wanted. I just got the guy with a pitchfork telling me things. You have another guy also?
Yeah, you got the good guy over here.
The angel guy?
The angel guy here, and then you got the bad guy with the pitchfork. Negative, negative, negative. You got that guy. Don't listen to him.
That guy just, he's
so
mute.
So every now and then you got to knock the little devil off your shoulder.
I got one guy with a pitchfork and another guy with a pitchfork. They're both
with
pitchforks.
You're a bad dude then.
Well, I don't know. Robert Saleh says he's not thinking about the playoffs yet, guys. Here's the quote. This is a guy who Key very much and Key and him at odds like Tyreek Hill. Here's a quote.
Don't say y'all.
Can you believe that Jay just brings that up? Jay, will you leave Key alone? We've got a good opportunity, said Robert Saleh, obviously, over the next 8 games to do something. This is via Brian Costello of the New York Post. I don't think Sunday's game mattered much because we're still in position where we still have to take care of our business. There's a lot of football to be played before we even think about scenarios. We also all have to play one another. We also have to play a lot of really good football teams. Obviously, this game coming up is the most important game. There's so much football to play before we even think about what's at stake. Forget about just is he right, Key. I like the way he's handled these kind of questions. I like even in retrospect what he did originally. Hit myself in the mouth with this thing. Look.
Oh my goodness.
Look at this. Look at my mic.
If you guys could just see, Max went to pull up the mic and just hit himself in the face.
But look at this. This is the problem. This is the mic right now. I got to pull it up, and then what happens?
Can we please run back the tape? Do you have the tape of this?
Max, that mic was perfectly fine.
No, it wasn't.
When I was sitting over there.
Why'd you assault the mic?
You
just assaulted the
mic. Well, I have to change the level because you're taller than me.
Yeah, but you break it, and it's whatever. But at the end of the day, Robert Saleh, the thing with Robert Saleh is he's trying to protect his team and keep his team from getting too excited about the position at the end and the direction they headed. So he wants to curtail everything and kind of keep things calm and keep it down, which is the right thing to do as a coach. It's not deflecting away. It's just don't get too high, don't get too low. One game at a time. We got other games that we got to play. There's some teams that's coming up that we got to see again, like the New England Patriots, for instance. We got to go into Foxborough.
Why are you trying to stay serious, you know? Man?
Who?
You.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to move the show along.
I know you are.
Because he's going to keep doing stuff that's
going to
make you laugh.
Look, I'd like to talk into the mic, unfortunately.
That was a limp mic. That's what happens. It's just
gave me the limp mic. What's going on?
The mic was fine.
The mic just shot out.
I punched myself in the face.
The mic
took my finger off the other day.
Everything was fine until they put you in my seat.
This guy cut himself with the mic yesterday.
He had a
boo-boo on his finger.
I almost knocked a tooth out.
I can't do this show like this.
So when you think about it right now, the Jets are sitting at 6-3. They're playing against the New England Patriots. They're sitting at 5-4. New England knows that they've got to go in and do some of the same things that they did a couple weeks ago and make the Jets do what I thought was stupid, drop Zach Wilson back 40-plus times to try to beat the New England Patriots. New England has a recipe that they use, especially in their home stadium, on how to beat young quarterbacks and beat these young guys.
It'll be interesting to see from Saleh's point of view the way – and you said it going into that other game.
Yeah.
And let me just back up. Looking back now at what Saleh was doing about taking receipts, I like it now because I could see he outsmarted me and a lot of people in the media. He drew all the attention to himself.
Well, that's not hard.
Knowing that it would – but you too, Key, you didn't like it either. But in retrospect, you could see he was trying to draw the heat away from the team, right?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
So good for coach. Now is an interesting test, though, because as you said, you liked Belichick against the young quarterback, as
Absolutely.
You normally do.
Yeah.
But Saleh is also a coach. He comes from a defense just like Belichick comes from defense. He's got to now make some adjustments as the coach going into the rematch so it doesn't happen that way again.
Yeah, but every coach makes those adjustments going into rematches against Bill with their young quarterbacks, and it comes out the same way. It's almost like, I mean, and look, he's been beat before by guys that he's coached with. And Nick Saban, it's like a Nick Saban thing.
It's just hard to do.
The moment that you think, Lane's getting ready to get him. Well, not this time.
Not
you know,
right.
And that's the same way it is. Oh, they're getting ready. Oh, well, not this time.
Well, look, it still feels, even though the Bills are the premium of the AFC East, it still feels like you have to go through the Pats,
but
right?
Let me ask you
so
a question.
So this is like Brian Kelly. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to SEC. Like, they got back, they got past Nick Saban. Once you get past that, man, it feels like there's a weight off.
Oh, yeah,
I
he
can
feel
do this.
Good. His chest was
I
stuck
can do
out
this
the,
now.
His chest was stuck out the other day.
Because it's so rare.
Sala,
he was walking
Jets
around.
Going
he,
against the Pats.
Brian Kelly was walking around like
it's
this.
It's going to make you feel different. You get by it.
Yeah, it. I just think that there's something about what they do from a schematic standpoint against young quarterbacks. It's always been that way. He confuses them. He harasses them. He does all those things.
So what's the key to be, to getting around that or getting through it? Do you have to just so nice, steady, throw the ball away?
Growth.
Don't worry about it. Don't take the sack. Don't make the stupid throw.
Yeah, don't try to
hand the ball to the running back.
Don't try to beat them at their own game.
Yeah, don't
do that because you're probably not going to win.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah, but on the other hand, if Belichick knows that, then you just, you know, try to take the run away, and then what you got?
Yeah, you got to run the ball. You can't just who had 49? Washington. Mm-hmm. They had 40-some carries the other night against Philadelphia.
Yeah, everyone's talking about
bucking some change. 3 yards a pop in a cloud of dust.
Everyone's talking about the Philly run defense. Oh, they couldn't stop the run. You can't stop a team from handing the ball to the running back.
No.
But you can try to limit the damage, right? Yeah. And they limited them to 3 yards a carry.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. I mean, that's pretty good. You're aiming for that.
It's not bad, but it puts you at, if I can get 3 yards every down.
Third and short, not third and long, at least.
Sitting at third and four, third and three and a half,
yeah.
Third and two. I'm okay.
Gives you a lot more optionality for Taylor Heinicke. He was extremely comfortable the whole night.
Right, right. And but that's still not spectacular gains.
So if you look at what the Jets did this past week, there was a recipe that was in store. They kept the numbers down on the attempts. They ran the ball efficiently, and they played defense.
And you got to stay with it.
And you got to stay with it.
You see Daboll with the Giants. Saquon's not getting anything early because they're stacking the box and da-da-da. But they stay with the run. And then in the second half, they start to break through.
And the Jets could be a quiet, you know, potential, I almost said ESPN, potential playoff team that may slip up and pop somebody. Because think about it. Last year, you were not sitting around, and we were not sitting around talking about the Cincinnati Bengals is going to the Super Bowl. But the Cincinnati Bengals, what they did is they hung around while Lamar Jackson was injured and banged up, and they won the division, so they got a playoff game. They had the Raiders, which was a draw. They squeaked that out, and then they headed to Tennessee. They was losing the Tennessee game, and then Ryan Tannehill said, hey, I don't want you guys to lose. Here you go.
Here you go. Here's the
ball. Here's some more balls, and you can do what you want to with them. Then they win that game, and then they go catch the Kansas City team that's laughing. And then the Kansas City sit there and go,
we got knocked out of the championship
game. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
And then they end the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's not like, and I'm not saying the Jets are going to the Super Bowl, but if you follow a certain recipe, it can put you in a position to really be competitive.
Cooper Kupp is going to miss at least four games. Speaking of competitive, this is not very competitive. Cooper Kupp will miss at least four games with an ankle injury. So what will the Rams' offense look like without Kupp?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
And we are joined now on KJM here on ESPN Radio by Kirk Morrison, ESPN LA 710 host and Rams pre- and post-game analyst.
And halftime.
710 ESPN LA. That's Key was doing mornings there for years. I was doing afternoons there for years. And now we have Kirk Morrison on from that excellent station. What's going on, Kirk?
Max, what's up? How we doing this morning?
Doing well.
What's happening pre-post and halftime?
Oh, man, come on now. What's up, Key? How we doing, brother?
Man, we out here fighting, man, trying to survive, you know?
I heard that.
Speaking of trying to survive, what's this Rams offense going to do without Cooper Kupp? He gets like 99% of the passing plays are going to him. What are you going to do?
Yeah, Max, your guess is as good as mine because it's been Cooper Kupp or bust all year long. And now with no Cooper Kupp, I literally have no idea what this offense is going to look like. Remember they brought in Allen Robinson to sort of be the Batman, or to be the Robin to, I guess, Cooper Kupp's Batman, and yet he has not lived up to the billing. It has been one of the, I guess, the worst signings, I think, of this offseason in terms of free agency. I don't know where the Rams turn to with this offense. I really don't. Their second leading receiver is their tight end, Tyler Higbee, and he's got like half the catches of Cooper Kupp. So this is going to be a situation where we still don't even know who the quarterback is, Max. So we're talking about what the offense is going to look like. I don't even know who's going to take snaps from center this Sunday.
Hey, guys, I heard Mike T was talking about this. Like the Lakers went in all in for AD, got a championship, but now it's like a bit of an issue. The Rams, forget the draft picks. They went all in. They got a Super Bowl. Almost any fan base would sign up for it. But Mike T was like, it's going to be a minute. They're going to have to rebuild. They don't have draft picks. They got an expensive team. They're all hurt. It might be a minute.
Yeah, but for some reason, Kirk, I feel good about Les Snead figuring out how to get out of this jam that they're in. Yeah. And Cooper Kupp obviously is hurt in this situation. But he was hurt a couple weeks ago, Kirk. Is that the same ankle or different?
I believe it was the same ankle, but this one was a little bit different because this one actually really got rolled up on. You saw it was a defender for the Cardinals that really rolled up on this ankle. And so this is an offense that's been so dependent on Cooper Kupp. And now I think the onus is going to be on Sean McVay. He's got to get creative. I'm not going to lie to you. Being at SoFi Stadium the other day against the Arizona Cardinals, dude, this offense is boring. Like, it is boring. I saw people yawning in the stands. Like, there's no excitement. There's no spunk. There's no juice. They got, like, four or five different guys, you know, taking snaps from center or in terms of running the football, and there's just no creativity. I'm really shocked because you saw San Francisco come in a couple weeks ago, and Kyle Shanahan's doing double passes and reverses, and yet Sean McVay and his offense has just looked really stale, and I think that's a lot of the reasons why I don't see that same juice and enthusiasm I saw a year ago with this team.
Has the NFL.
Yeah.
And I know they won the Super Bowl last year. But has the NFL over this five-year run that Sean has had, have they finally kind of caught up to some of the magic that he brought to the table earlier?
I would say no, because I don't want to give excuses. But I'll give you reasons. The Rams are 9-for-9, and I'm not talking about in the red zone. They're 9-for-9 in terms of offensive line combinations this year. All right, they've lost Andrew Whitworth to retirement. Okay, they've had their right guard who's been out since the beginning of the year. They've literally, against the 49ers about a month ago, they had a guy who was literally in the police academy 2 years ago taking snaps from center. I'm just keeping it real. So when you got dudes who literally haven't played in a long time, I mean, they got to Their left tackle they started this past week was actually part of the St. Louis Rams as a practice squad guy. So just putting it in perspective of how long ago this guy Nesecki came into the league, this offensive line is something that they have not really addressed. They've had that situation. But then on top of that, I think it's really they don't have the same depth. You know, I mentioned it. Last year they had Batmans and Avengers all over the place, right? They had Von Miller and Odell Beckham, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, right? Obviously Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. This year they just got a bunch of just guys, not dudes, not, you know what I'm saying, the guys who can take you to the next level. This is just the depth is just not there on this football team. So I won't say they've caught up to Sean McVay, Key. I would just say this is just not the same team that he's had since he started with the Rams as the head coach.
Kirk, I want to go out in Vegas for a little bit and talk about the Raiders. Mark Davis came out the other day and said Rome wasn't built in a day, right. Referring to Josh McDaniels and some of the challenges they've had with their sluggish start. What do you think has kind of translated to the disappointing season they've had thus far?
Oh, man, Jay, I mean, let's just be honest. This is a bad football team, like really bad. I mean, they have one more win than the worst team in the NFL, the Houston Texans. Let's just put that out there right now. This was a team that made the playoffs a year ago with Rich Bisaccia, who was the interim coach, having to deal with all the things they dealt with the Gruden firing, obviously Henry Ruggs, the other guys on the team who were released. They kept that thing together. They made the playoffs. This year, they are one of the worst teams in the NFL. And week in and week out, I'm looking at this team, and it's like, how do you continue to go out there and lose the way you lose, right? The 17-point leads have now vanished. This is a team, honestly, they have no confidence, Jay. The only person I see when I watch the Raiders play, Davante Adams still letting people know I am that dude, all right? Everybody else is just they don't have that same confidence. They don't have that same swagger that you're used to seeing from the Raiders, and I think that's the biggest part is that Josh McDaniels has come in, and I guess they want to put it or build this team in his eyes, and it just don't look the same. It don't look right now. And all Mark Davis can say is what? Oh, well, he's doing a good job. Well, if 2-7 is a good job, I would hate to see what this team looks like in a couple weeks because they've got 8 games left. And if they are going 2-6, 1-7, this could be a possible – I call it the one-and-done bowl this week, by the way, fellas. Could we have one-and-done coaches between the Broncos and the Raiders? Because Nathaniel Hackett ain't doing much better with Russell Wilson and what they got. So it may be one-and-done coaches bowl this week with Denver versus the Raiders.
Kirk Morrison, ESPN, LA 710. Boy, I was happy at that place for years. Love that place. host and Rams pre- and post-game analyst. And halftime.
And college football.
And college football.
That's why I got to holler at Jay, man. I got this weekend, I'm doing Georgia Tech at North Carolina. So I got a Friday evening available. That's why I need to holler at Jay Williams to see if he can throw a little plug over there. Because I see Duke is playing Delaware on Friday night at Cameron Indoor. So let's see how much pull Jay Williams has.
Wait, you in Chapel Thrill, Kirk? You going to Chapel Thrill?
I'll be in Chapel Thrill, but I'm trying to roll down Tobacco Road to go see what Cameron Indoor is all about.
Okay.
Kirk Morrison, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks,
well,
good
Kirk. Good luck with that.
Let me know how that works out for you, Kirk.
You see Jay like, yeah. Even though you asked for tickets, he like, yeah.
Wait to come out and ask.
Jay. Jay said nothing yet.
You know what he meant.
Ask for. You're come like, on, good luck with that, man. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, Jay's going to sit there. One would argue.
Yeah, put me on the list, Jay. How about that? Just put me on the list.
Thanks, Kirk.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
Good luck, Kirk.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
What if I told you?
What if I told you?
You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
30 yes. for 30.
What if I told you?
10K a day giveaway?
Every hour, someone else is going to win $2,500. You wait for the winning word at 10 minutes past every hour. You wait, you hear the winning word, you text it, 777-000. It's not enough that we give it away for free. Think of the worst part of your day. Oh my God, I'm facing that morning commute. Now all of a sudden, I can turn that bam into the best part of your day.
I need you guys to get this money today.
30 stories, 30 filmmakers, 30 years. ESPN's critically acclaimed 30 for 30.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're giving away $2,500 every hour through December 7th. You text the winning word of the hour to 777-000. This hour, it was Gremlin, singular, G-R-E-M-L-I-N, Gremlin. Text that to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500 every hour. Someone else is winning $2,500. By the end of this hour, we will have given away $50,000 in the last 5 days.
Oh.
Not enough to hear us for free, right? So,
did you guys hear that 30 for 30? That was kind of nuts, huh?
Yeah, that was very well done. Very well done.
What if I told you?
Anytime.
$50,000.
That's right. Correct.
10K.
Pat Costello wants his props for putting that together. You got him, Pat.
You guys ignored it.
No.
Yes, yes, you guys ignored it. Don't lie to me. I watched you all and you ignored it.
I was waiting for Max to get through the copy. He has a lot of copy to write.
A lot of copy.
I ignored it.
Sensitive.
You know what it is? Yates came in with a takeover. It knocked everything else out of my head.
Pat really said, "He said, yo, if you play that, he's not going to.
I'm not going to
be able to
remember anything after the moment takeover. Man, it was I know Ether. Everyone loves Ether and Nas at his best. Like when rappers go at Nas, that's ridiculous because at one point he was the best who ever did it. But the takeover was better than Ether. It was better than Ether. And I know this generation disagrees, but they're just wrong. Yeah, for a minute, Nas was the best who ever did it. Yeah. For about a year or two, Nas was the best who ever did it.
Man, I just respect legends, man. Move on.
All right, anyway. In the last segment, Jay, you were asked by Kirk Morrison of 710 ESPN LA for Duke Delaware tickets.
No, I wasn't asked.
And I wasn't asked.
Well, no, it wasn't. No, it was like, well, I'm just trying to see, you know, Durham, you know, Duke has a game in
Delaware.
How much
juice you have.
And, you know, I'm trying to see how much juice Jay Will has. I'm like, that don't mean I have to say, yeah, do you want to go?
Yeah,
like,
but
you can't hype me
but
up.
You are one of the top 40 players in Duke basketball history.
You got your numbers in the raft. Your number in the rafters, Jay.
So by being one of the top 40
the
players.
Top 40,
yeah, because of Shane and Leitner and all those guys.
You were top five on that team,
you
for
know,
sure.
Kyrie, all those guys. And you were around there.
Yep, 40.
You would automatically assume, being one of the top 40 guys, that you can pick up the phone and get the tickets done. So what he's saying is, hey, I'm going to be in the area. You know, I'm thinking, he didn't say, hey, Keyshawn, I'm being in the area. He said, Jay. So that means that he's looking for tickets from you.
Yeah.
But you went silent on him basically and said, hey, man, well, good luck, man. Let me know how the barbecue tastes.
Pass. Yes. You know? Pass.
And that's why we was like, well.
Well, this is what happens. Key, you've gone down this road. I'm sure this happens with you at USC, right? So Duke Carolina comes up. It's key, no lie, a day before Duke Carolina.
Absolutely.
And here come the tech. Jay, hey, man, I'm down in Neck of Woods, Duke Carolina. I'm like, man, my ticket's been given away 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yet alone a day. And by the way, I haven't talked to your ass for 10. What are you doing? What do you mean? So if I'm not giving it to Kirk, I'm not even giving it to people that I know.
Yeah. Somebody asked me for Notre Dame tickets, USC Notre Dame. I'm like, I haven't talked to you in 3 years. Are you going to just text me?
He's taking swings at it.
Oh, just, and say, oh, man, you think you can get me a couple seats? No, I can't. No, I cannot get you a couple seats to anything USC Notre Dame. Max, can you give me a couple seats to Columbia, Harvard?
I'm looking, actually, Jay. I'm looking at all-time two-time players of the year in men's basketball. And the reason I'm saying this is because he thinks you have juice at Duke. As Key says, your number's
he
in the
does have. He has juice.
Do you know the two-time winners? Even if you start from 1960, Jerry Lucas won it twice. And it's all centers. It's Lou Alcindor, Bill Walton, and Ralph Sampson. You're the only other player to win two-time player of the year. Everyone else is 7 feet tall.
So where are you going with this, Max?
He should have some juice at Duke to get some tickets.
Yeah.
He's one of the top 40 greatest Duke basketball players
top
ever.
40.
You could argue Jay is one of the top 5 greatest college players ever.
He's one of the top.
In fact, not you could argue. I think that's
the number just keeps going up.
No, because it doesn't mean you're
there's always
not
a 7-footer knocking.
And you're not 99.
There's always a footer knocking him out.
There's always something, somebody taller.
Yeah, there's Lou Alcindor or there's Yao Ming in the draft. Or there's always a 7-footer. But it is interesting that you, at barely 6 feet tall, what are you, about 5'11"?
6'2".
Are like the only players ahead of you are 7 feet tall.
Yeah, but Max, I'm super strong though.
And on top of that,
I'm super strong.
As you know, Jay.
Like I might be able to beat Key in an arm wrestle strong.
Yeah, you probably could. In all seriousness, though, Jay, because I'm not in all that.
What'd you max out on the bench, Jay? What'd your bench press max out on, Jay?
I'm not even going.
I'm too grown to be playing kid games. Anyway.
You don't want to have an arm wrestle right now before we go to break?
No, I don't.
Arm wrestle.
Kid games.
When was the last time you had an arm wrestle, Max? Max, I'll just break your little noodle.
Look, here's what I would say, Jay. It's not like I said.
Such a
sweat. You know, when I look at the Duke guards from the past, and I look at the Duke guards, there's you, there's Kyrie, there's Bobby Hurley, there's Johnny Dawkins. What's the one I can't stand?
Why are you asking for my help?
What's the other one? The one
Grayson
that always
Allen.
Grayson Allen. I mean, that's a good company to be in now. I'm not saying you won. I'm not saying you're at the end.
No, it is amazing. If you go after 1962, you're talking
did I name
about
all of them?
60 no. years.
Who did I miss?
Miss JJ.
The only two-time winners.
He was a shooter, though, right?
Redick, yeah. Oh, he could shoot, though.
He did the floor, though. He was a hot dog.
He was also over 6 feet tall. Let's keep it to the guys under 6 feet like Jay.
Jay wouldn't pass the ball. He tried to do it all on his – he was selfish.
Right, little hot dog selfish.
Yeah, hot dog, super hot dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, hot dog is beyond hot dog.
But you know when those guys under 6 feet dunk, it looks extra.
It does make you think when you're tied for 7th all time in scoring, when you've only done it for 3 years, where you would have finished.
You are a hot dog. Hot dog, you waving.
Makes you think. So.
What do you think? Where would you finish?
Off. Move out the way. Boozer, move.
JJ's number one, though. Mm-hmm. That's always a point of contention for JJ and us.
There's always a guy with you.
Because JJ's number one.
There's
number
always
one
a guy.
All-time leading scorer.
Well, he's shooting threes, though, right?
Yeah, but same, I mean, my senior year would have been his freshman year.
So he played a full four.
Yeah.
And you played three. Well, he's going to get you on that.
Yeah.
Just do the numbers. But he was a little bit slightly better, too, though.
Whatever you want. I mean, I'm not
he's
really.
He's a two-time player
the beautiful
of the year,
part
Keith.
Is
yeah, but that's
nobody,
Duke. They
nobody's
give those
really
awards.
Worried about kind of, you know, validating your greatness through the words of Keyshawn Johnson. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. I mean, I'm feeling like Tyreek Hill right now. Just a lot of
I've never
disrespect.
Said Tyreek wasn't good.
But guys like Muggsy Bogues and Jay and guys like that.
Well, he's got a lot. See,
Spud Webb. I mean, to get it to
Mac,
the bowl of the league. Like
rabbit ears.
Yeah. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.